I was, there was a midwife. Midwife was on. Where it says on the birth certificate, says attended physician or midwife. It's got Melissa Ellen, which was my great aunt.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmama's sister.
Mm-hmm.
She was the baby catcher in that part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her sister. And she was the midwife. And they didn't really do away with the midwives around here until 40, around 50. I think the last two licensed died and they wasn't licensed no more. But one of my children, my second daughter, was midwife delivered.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Charged me $20. And then the next one charged me something like when I went to the, she went to the hospital with the next one. I don't remember what it was because I had insurance mm-hmm. pay. But my Lord, it was ridiculous, the price.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's outrageous, and the wife really got a little better with the midwife than she had good in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she had some of the neighbors there with her that knew.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had it right at home. They had the water, the sterile pads and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the old woman was good, old Miss Carrie Bosley, but she died. There was a black lady and a white lady. When they two died, she got to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord, I'm having it. And that's terrible.
Yeah.
Because most women, especially young women or something, rather than
young. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's all new to them and they scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they, because they ain't a lot of qualified women.
Mm-hmm. I think some places they're starting now to do that again. Uh-huh.
Well, they should.
Yeah, yeah.
I know when that old black lady died and Miss Carrie Bowman up here, well, that black lady was delivering the white baby right along with the with black.
Mm-hmm.
She was good.
Mm-hmm.
We all of them loved them. We called them grannies. We
mm-hmm.
called them grannies. That's what we called them. We don't call them by their name. We called them grannies.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved them. They were just as friendly and nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're trying to start that in some places.
Well, it would sure be better. It would, or I think it would.
It's more of a natural thing.
And little old girls go back to nursing their babies that have
mm-hmm.
loved them. Of course, the babies that my wife nursed has got a whole lot better personality than the ones that had the mom. They sure have.
Yeah, they save health here, too.
Oh, that was a loving this thing.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, well, they're going back to some of that. And what would you call something that you push the baby in?
That's a Karen.
Yeah.
Baby Karen.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes we get them in the wheel bar when you got big enough.
Okay. Well, what would you call a child whose parents got killed or something happened to them?
He was an orphan, as far as we were concerned.
Uh-huh.
We called it poor little orphan. Daddyless, fatherless.
Yeah.
Or motherless. We called him little motherless and fatherless.
Okay.
Seemed like you got more sympathy for one like that.
Yeah. Call them an orphan, even if they were taken in by other family, they were still an orphan.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and how about, what would you say about a child who's supposed to be in school, but they were instead out running around somewhere?
I'd call that a gangster. No, they was juveniles. But we had other names for them, too.
Yeah.
Ugly names. Sometimes we call them.
Well, sometimes
they lay out of school right. We'd call them ignorant, ignoramuses, and all kind of names. we had our pet names that we were calling them.
Mm-hmm.
But call them dumbbells and squash heads. We had all kinds of names for them. But different places would call them different things.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd call them just ignorant. They didn't want to learn nothing, and they'd drop out, they'd lay out of school. And we got a lot of that going on in Brunswick County.
Mm-hmm.
We got some dumb young ones in this county. We sure have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're getting some older chastised right now. But I remember one time I was a little bit cutting up in school, the teacher whipped me. And she didn't give me the note, give it to my sister. Say, carry it to my dad. And boy, he gave me a good one. He said, I just played with you, and he liked to beat me to death. He said, you go back to that school and you learn something. Don't you sass at that teacher. Don't you cut up. Don't you talk without she tells you to. Because if I get another note,